Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 14th chapter. And they went to a place called Gethsemane. And he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." And he took with him Peter and James and John, and began to be greatly distressed and troubled. And he said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch." And going a little farther, he fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me. Yet not what I will, but what you will." And he came and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, "Simon, are you asleep? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." And again he went away and prayed, saying the same words. And again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy, and they did not know what to answer him. And he came the third time and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? It is enough. The hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." And immediately, while he was still speaking, Judas came, one of the 12, and with him a crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "The one I will kiss is the man. Seize him and lead him away under guard." And when he came, he went up to him at once and said, "Rabbi," and he kissed him. And they laid hands on him and seized him. But one of those who stood by drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. And Jesus said to them, "Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to capture me? Day after day I was with you in the temple teaching, and you did not seize me. But let the scriptures be fulfilled." And they all left him and fled. And a young man followed him with nothing but a linen cloth about his body. And they seized him, but he left the linen cloth and ran away naked. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome the Reverend Mark Hawkinson, the host of KFUO's Moments of Assurance.
There are times in everyone's life when a severe crisis occurs. You know that. I know it. I've experienced it. And you need the support of friends. You need the support of relatives and really anybody at all who could possibly help. You've lost a loved one, or your greatest fears were realized as your physician gently informs you in the examining room that you have advanced cancer. Or perhaps your employer comes into your office to give you that ill-fated pink slip, and you're devastated. Your heart is heavy beyond anything that you've ever experienced in your life. You feel a sense of hopelessness, of gloom and doom. So you pray to God more fervently than you've ever prayed before. You call several friends for help and support. They're very understanding, and they reassure you by telling you that they're going to be praying for you. But all you wanted was just somebody to be with you, even if only for a very few minutes. You cry out to God in anguish, perhaps the deepest anguish you have ever experienced in your entire life. Well, in Mark chapter 14, these words are recorded regarding an anguish that was beyond measure that Jesus experienced. And they went to a place called Gethsemane, which means olive press. It was a secluded location not far from Jerusalem where Jesus could go to pray to his Father about his forthcoming passion. And he asked his disciples to sit down where they were. And then he took his inner circle of disciples with him because he was grieving. Indeed, he had never, ever experienced anything like this. He said, "My soul is very sorrowful, even unto death. Remain here and watch." So going a little farther, just a stone's throw away, he poured out his heart to his father, addressing him with the words, "Abba, Father," which freely translated means, "Hello, Dad." His request, "If it's possible, remove this cup from me," meaning the cup of suffering. "Nevertheless, not my will, but what you will." Well, Jesus was simply asking, if there's any other way to accomplish the payment for the sins of the whole world, could we possibly go that direction? Yet as he said it, he relinquished his will to the Father's. The gospel writer Luke adds, "And there appeared an angel from heaven strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood. So he got up from praying and came back. Probably it was only about 30 yards away to the place where the disciples were to have been watching and praying, and he found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, 'Could you not watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation.'" Remember, this is the same Peter who that very evening had told Jesus he would follow him even into death. And now he cannot watch even 1 hour? Jesus then went back and prayed and came back to his disciples and found his disciples sleeping again. You would have thought that there would have been such a bad feeling on their part after the first time. And this time, the scripture said that their eyes were heavy and they didn't know how to answer him. They were indeed sound asleep. Finally, Jesus comes a third time. He discovers them sleeping again and says to them, "It is enough. The hour has come." So often Jesus had previously said, "My hour has not yet come." But his time to take upon himself all at once the sins of the whole world, yes, that time had come. His disciples, whom he had turned to for help, were no help at all. So lovingly his father had sent an angel. Jesus now was ready to face his enemies. He said, "Rise, let us be going. My betrayer is at hand." And immediately Judas and his band of some 200 men with swords and clubs came to arrest him. And Judas, right away, walking up to Jesus, kissed him repeatedly to make sure those who had come for him knew for sure this was the one. And they laid hands on him to arrest him. And Jesus said, "I was in the temple day after day, and you didn't seize me. But let the scripture be fulfilled." There had been no organized plans to seize him, not as of yet. That was Judas's doing. But that the scripture might be fulfilled, and it was, and he did die for you. The scripture is true. What happened in the garden happened for you. What he suffered and died for you. The disciples, fully awake, could not believe their eyes. Were they dreaming? Their Jesus was being taken away. And then Peter struck with his sword the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. Could all this be stopped? But swords don't cut it, not now. Taking the sword accomplishes nothing. Jesus took no sword, but he did take up the cross for you. And that's recorded in history. That is a fact. Through your baptism and the faith the Lord himself has given to you in his word, you have the spiritual caffeine to stay awake, to watch, and to pray, and to stay closer to him than you've ever been before. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
We thank the Reverend Mark Hawkinson, the host of KFUO's Moments of Assurance, for today's meditation on God's Word.